Appendix 4. Timeline. 1700 to 1800, estimated. The Sundering. 2025 to 2054. Development and construction of Earth's first space elevator, quickly followed by increased exploration and economic development within the solar system, Sol. First humans land on Mars. Moon base built, as well as several space stations throughout Sol. Asteroid mining starts. 2054 to 2104. With the space elevator up, colonization of the solar system accelerates. Hutterite expansion begins. First floating city on Venus established. Permanent, although not self-sustaining, outposts on Mars. Many more habitats and stations built throughout the system. Construction begins on an orbital ring around Earth. Fission-powered nuclear thermal rockets are the primary mode of transportation in solar system. Mathematician Jalal Sunyaev-Zeldovich publishes founding precepts of entropism. Law enforcement becomes increasingly difficult throughout the solar system. Clashes start between the outer settlements and the inner planets. International space law is increased and further developed by the UN and individual governments. Militias spring up on Mars and among the asteroid miners. Space-based corporations use private security firms to safeguard their investments. Space is fully militarized at this point. Venus and Mars remain tightly tied to Earth, politically and resource-wise, but independence movements begin to form. Giant solar arrays built in space provide cheap power throughout Sol. Overlays, implants, and genetic modification are common among those who can afford them. Powerful fusion drives replace older fission rockets, drastically reducing travel times within the solar system. 2104 to 2154. Finknottle's Pious Nude Emporium established. Stem shots are invented, effectively rendering humans biologically immortal. This leads to the launch of several self-sustaining sublight colony ships to Alpha Centauri. Soon after, Ilya Markov codifies the Unified Field Theory, UFT. Working prototype of an FTL drive constructed in 2114. Experimental vessel Daedalus makes first FTL flight. FTL ships depart for Alpha Centauri, overtaking sublight colony ships. First extrasolar colony is founded on Stewart's World at Alpha Centauri. OALERT 2122 confirms that the majority of local superluminal matter exists in a vast halo around the Milky Way. Several more extrasolar colonies follow, first on Shinzar, then on Eidolon. Some of the city's outposts are funded by corporations, some by nations back on Earth. Either way, colonies are highly dependent on supplies from Sol to begin with, and most of the colonists end up deep in debt after buying the various pieces of equipment they need. 2154 to 2230. Wayland colonized. Numenism founded on Mars by Sal Horker II circa 2165 to 2179, estimated. As they grow, colonies begin to assert their independence from Earth and Sol. Clashes between local factions, e.g. the unrest on Shinzar. Relations with Earth grow fractious. Venus tries and fails to win its independence in the Zaan offensive. Ruslan colonized. 2230. Kira Navarez is born. 2234 to 2237. Discovery of the Great Beacon on Talos 7 by Captain Idris and the crew of the SLV Adamura. The League of Allied Worlds is formed, with much resistance and suspicion. Some colonies, freeholdings, abstain. Passage of the Stellar Security Act, leading to the creation of the UMC and consolidation of much of humanity's forces. Battles of sovereignty occur with several groups that insist upon remaining independent, including, most notably, the planetary government of Shinzar. Severe winter storm on Wayland results in significant damage to the Navarez family greenhouses. 2237 to 2257. Corruption scandal with Sasha Petrovich near the end of 2249 results in the resignation of Ruslan's governor, Maxim Novikov. 2257 to 58. Survey of the moon Adrastea and subsequent events.